Finding the right cleat can be transformative. Believe me, I've worn plenty during my career. So getting the right balance is crucial. The cleat needs to feel good on your foot, but also feel good connecting with the ball. The New Balance Furon 7 Plus is built with both of those points in mind, offering overall comfort and precise striking in the game's fastest moments. Because, as I learned the hard way, because I didn't possess much of it, speed matters in soccer. That's why the Furon 7 Plus is built for accuracy and precision at rapid pace, and is engineered specifically for use on firm ground. Why is this the ideal cleat, I hear you ask? Well, not to get too scientific, but the Furon 7 Plus offers a lightweight yet supportive hypo-knit with mesh lining upper construction and is paired with offset lacing for a truer strike of the ball, which is a long way of me saying that your game will immediately get better when these are on your feet. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello and welcome into Attacking Third, a CBS Sports soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Herrera, lead NWSL writer for CBS Sports, joined today, as always, by my colleague and co-host, Lisa Roman, NWSL analyst and broadcaster. On today's episode, we have a special interview episode for everyone. Angel City FC and HBO have collaborated on an exciting three-part docuseries following Angel City's story of their 2022 inaugural season. So make sure you tune into the three-part HBO original documentary series when it airs on May 16th. It is directed by Arlene Nelson, and that is who we are joined today by. We're welcoming in Angel City docuseries director Arlene Nelson. Arlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a huge fan.
Listen, I got to ask you about that because we had some clips to take a look at of this wonderful docuseries of Angel City's inaugural season. And one of the first things Lisa and I noticed was that there was a couple moments and shout outs and throwbacks to Attacking Third within this docuseries. And I just wanted to say thanks. Honestly, it felt really nice to be seen, essentially. I was like, oh my goodness, there's a couple clips of us chatting about all things Angel City. How does it feel to finally have this project off the ground, and why us? Essentially, I'm very curious about that.
Yeah, so we just wrapped post and finished our delivery, and so as you said, it's going to go to air in May. So it's been over a year-long project. And right from the beginning, as soon as I started doing my research, one of the first things that I came across was Attacking Third's podcast. And from that moment on, you were in my iPhone, you were in my car, you were at breakfast. Like, if wherever I was listening and just downloading as much information as I could. And love the predictions, love the show. It's full of knowledge, it's fun, and really gives you a sense of what's what in the NWSL.
So what, I want to go back before that, before you downloaded, followed, and subscribed to Attacking Third, which thank you, we appreciate that. What made you want to get involved with this project and with Angel City?
So I had done docuseries in the art world, in the entertainment space, just a wide variety of culture, society. And then just recently, over the last few years, I started to focus more on women's stories. And not to say that this is just a woman's story, because as Billie Jean King says, like, we don't just do it for the women, we do it for everyone. And I love that quote. And I think that's really important. But it's more like from a woman's perspective, I think is the distinction. So I, when I got the call to helm this, one of my skill sets is having the ability, because I did a lot of music documentaries, is to film multi-camera. And at the same time, I also have the ability to shoot single camera and, you know, get more intimate and personal. And so when I got the call to do this, of course, you know, my first question is, what makes the story unique? You know, I mean, sports stories are inherently dramatic, right? And so you have all that heart pounding intensity. And, but in this particular story, it not only had that, but we also had the origin story of these three incredible women, Natalie Portman, Kara Norton, and Julie Ehrman. And these are like dynamic, passionate women that, why now type of thing, is that they really came at this in an unexpected way. And so that origin story was really like what hooked me in. And then we had to fight to do the entire first season, as opposed to making it about an origin story, but like combining the two. Like, it was really important to us to show that this experiment worked. And so, you know, you have these three women coming from different industries and coming together in this way that want all boats to rise for every team in the league, and not just for Angel City, but they really, that was really important to pave a path that sort of brings everyone along.
You know, it's
so it was an exciting story.
Yes, I agree. I feel like obviously we were parts of that journey with Angel City, as we were all kind of trying to bear witness to something very unique and very special that they're building out there in LA. You know, it was interesting to hear you touch on maybe some of the previous work you've done. How has working with this type of docuseries differed from other projects of yours in the past?
So on every project, you have to build trust with your subjects. And when you're doing a documentary on a single person, you know, that's one thing to build that kind of trust. But when you have over 35 people that you're trying to build trust with, that is pretty mind-boggling. And that is definitely a unique situation. And so it's something that Christine O'Malley, my executive producer, and I had to navigate on a day-to-day basis. And as you can imagine, when you're a startup, an inaugural team, you know, there's going to be sides that people don't want other people to see, you know, but we would have to, you know, explain that it's important. It's important to show the flaws and the victories.
When you look at Angel City as a club and a franchise coming into it, the goal is that it's long lasting with the league and with everything else that comes with this club. Why was it so important for you to tell the story from the inception of the club?
I think because the more they go, right, year two, year three, there's going to be less sort of figuring things out. So I think that it's important and it's relatable to show how, you know, they're trying to figure things out. And I think that, you know, it's important to pull the curtain back and see that, I think, for people, so they understand like how challenging it is, you know, so many aspects of it. You know, it's not just making sure that the players have the best conditions to play under, which is extremely important and extremely, you know, there's so many pieces of that puzzle, especially in Los Angeles. It's a very crowded town. It's a crowded sports landscape, a lot of pressure in Los Angeles. And so, you know, I think that to show sort of the warts and all in the beginning, I think is really important and interesting to see like what it takes from the ground up. That's why now, like it was important to get them early on. I'd love to do a season 2, 3, and 4, you know, like I'd love to do other teams in the league.
I love that. I love that. I would like to see it as well. I'm going to co-sign on that with you, Arlene. For you, looking on your body of work, you know, is this the first time where you were doing storytelling around professional sports? And for you, what was it like to immerse yourself in such a sports saturated world?
I think that when I thought about this and thought if I would be the right person, first of all, to do this, just the more research I did, I just really deeply, these athletes are so elite and they're so passionate and dedicated. And just hearing their stories, I mean, you have someone like Jasmine Spencer, who's been in league for all 10 years. You know, it's extraordinary the dedication that goes into that, right? Like in the beginning, to hear like the salary that players made, $5,000, and they kept at it. And as you know, athletes don't just like finish the game and then they're off the clock. They're like constantly like, you know, training and, you know, keeping their minds set. And like, it's a lot, it's their lives. And so that's really inspiring. And that inspired us as the filmmakers to like bring that level of energy and passion to the making of it. So it was really inspiring to be around elite athletes, just like it's inspiring to be around elite musicians or elite artists. That I love people that like throw everything they have into what they're doing. And that's, there's an attraction to that.
Did such a good job throughout this docuseries of following different players. And I mean, players in terms of the docuseries, not necessarily just Angel City players, but following their story, where they came from, what brought them to Angel City, why it's so important to them. So I want to know what some of the challenges were in making sure that those different player perspectives and angles were included throughout this documentary.
Okay. Our biggest challenge with regards to that, we could have done a 10-part series and would have loved to have done that. I think that depending on how well this does, you know, maybe the future that holds true, that that could be a possibility. I would say that that was the biggest challenge, is just wanting to hear everyone's story and get everyone out there. I think at the end of the day, since we were making a Verite documentary, and Verite is like following in the moment. Since we were, some people call it reality, but when you work in the documentary space, you call it Verite. So since we were doing this inaugural year, we always tried to make the story connect to what was going on at the time, so that if some of the stories sort of veered off, and we're, like I said, we could have, if we did 10 episodes, we could have gotten more into it. But since we had 3 episodes, we needed to always make sure like it was connecting to the Verite somehow, like with what was going on in the moment.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
So within watching the docuseries, I really enjoyed it. So like getting a chance to talk to you, I sort of also feel like I'm getting a chance to maybe tie up some things that I made mental notes of. And like, I'm like, I'm going to get to talk to Arlene about this and maybe she can ask it. But one of the things I enjoyed about watching the storytelling within this was that there's a lot of storytelling around the impact that Angel City has had in across the board. So we're talking impact on the league, impact on its first year players, impacts on the supporters, the fans, and the larger community of the Los Angeles areas. So having such a close role, an important role, the director of this docuseries, what kind of impact did working on this project have on you, whether it was as a person, filmmaker, et cetera?
I now love women's soccer. I love it. And I'm still checking the standings. I am still watching the Angel City games. I still go to the games. My executive producer has become a season ticket holder. We're in it. And I, truth be told, I knew very little about soccer beforehand. And now I'm like, oh man, that's a PK. and then even a step further, my daughter during the World Cup was calling me like, I'm trying to figure out where to watch the World Cup. So I've sucked her in. And my husband loves going. So I would say that once you come to soccer and you understand that it's more than just running up and down this enormous field, it's exciting. And that's one of my biggest takeaways.
Well, Arlene, it is still running up and down a very big field.
but it's not just running up and down.
There's just a lot of other technicalities that go into it. I love it. So you're an Angel City fan. Is that what we're taking from this?
Well, you know, of course.
Understood.
I live in Los Angeles.
Sandra's rocking her Angel City kit today on the show today, despite her Chicago hat. She always rocks. But I love that you learned about soccer. What is like one thing I grew up with soccer. Soccer has just been ingrained in my body my entire life. So now as someone that's new to the sport, I want to ask you, what is one of the things about the game of soccer that you're like, wow, that's a very cool aspect of this sport? Whether it's like the fact that it's entirely played with our feet, except for throw-ins on the sidelines. What's up with that? What is one thing that as you were learning this sport that you were kind of like, huh, that's very interesting?
I think that, you know, I came from track and field.
Okay.
And so I did, my meet was the running long jump. Back then they called it the running long jump. Now I think it's just called the long jump. But, so, you know, I love the fierceness of competition. And, but specifically with soccer, I love to see just that, like, the players running to the goal, like, and then all of a sudden, like Alyssa Thompson at the last game, like running so fast, right? And then all of a sudden, boom, stops.
Yep.
And tricks her opponent and then turns and then turns again. And it's just so exciting how just to see that like physicality of it. I think also it's the physicality of what is allowed, like when like players clash and it's not a foul, is like, whoa, it's just that sort of like, it's also so mental. You know, when someone, like when that ball gets stuck in between, like when it's 3-on-3 or, you know, and it's like how people don't panic.
It is truly amazing to watch these professional athletes. You're right, because they're going 100 miles an hour to stopping on a dime and cutting the other way. And while also using most of their strength to body off another player. It's so fun to watch. I love that. So thank you for sharing that with us. I want another question for you about more so about this docuseries. When viewers are taking it in as it comes out very soon in the middle of May, what is one thing that you hope that they get from this series?
I think one of the things that was really important to us is that we wanted to be able to make a series that when people saw it, they didn't need to be a soccer-specific fan. And I wanted people to just fall in love with it in the way that I did and to see all its complexity as well. And, you know, one of the things that was important to us was also to show like what was going on in the league at the time. And then I think like over time, over the three episodes, you get to see that, you know, in the beginning, when we first started filming, there was a lot of talk about how fragile the league was and how it potentially could have fallen apart. But by the end of our episode three, like you get to see like, wow, this league has gotten knocked down time and again, but they are coming back stronger every single time. And I think that's really exciting. And I think that right now for all women's professional sports, it's at a really exciting watershed moment. And I could feel it. I hope that people walk away just wanting to, you know, get into the game and just like, not just be sort of like World Cup fair weather watchers, but really get into it afterward.
You know, it's cool to sort of hear how you got really immersed in a project like this. And now you've kind of come out the other side as like a fully invested just fan, even just in the sport, the league, and your local team in Angel City. In terms of the creative side of it, as a filmmaker, you've mentioned that you wish you could have had even longer period of time to work in terms of fleshing this out, maybe in terms of a three-parter versus maybe a 10-parter like that. As you've had that whole year, you've had all this time with Angel City and you've become fully immersed and you've got kind of a crash course on the league and the history of women's pro soccer to now kind of looking ahead with the vision, right? We hear so much about that from Ehrman and Portman within this. What would be, you know, the next project that you'd like to work on in terms of continuing to tell the stories of women's soccer?
I think right now what's going on with Washington Spirit, Michelle Kang, I think is a really exciting story. I think the Portland Thorns is an exciting story. What will happen with them? And I mean, they're going like gangbusters and it's not slowing them down, you know, like all of, I think the resilience is just so incredible. I think that the new expansion teams coming in are a really great story. So I think, you know, I think there's so many great stories there. And I think that, you know, when you listen to an attacking third and you start to really follow, I mean, one of the shocking things to me was that only 5% of women's sports are covered. And to hear that is just so shocking. And then it's sort of like, it goes hand in hand with this misconception that people aren't interested in women's sports. Well, you're not getting the play-by-play stories of, you know, the things that pull people into sports in the first place, you know, and a baseball watcher, Dodgers fan, I know a little bit about every player, you know, and I know that Mookie Betts also bowls, you know, like, so I want to know, like, what are all the backstories of all these female soccer players, you know? And the only way, like, even on some of the mainstream sports, like when you go online and you go and you see the banner.
Yeah.
And you see NFL, MLB, NHL, you don't see NWSL. So, you know, it's like to say like, oh, people aren't interested in women's sports. That is, once you get in it, you're like, oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
So we just have to keep like pushing these stories out there and letting people know, like, there is an excitement there and there is a pure level of interest that is very high.
I love that. Got to be as relentless with the storytelling as the players are on the pitch, right?
Meg Linehan, she hipped us to that. Like when she told me that percentage of sports writers.
It's crazy to even think about that now, like hearing you talk about it now, like in 2023, because like, believe it or not, just a few years ago, that number was like 4%. And so it's interesting to see.
I just looked it up the other day.
It's like, oh, it's like, has there been a growth? Yes. And it's a 1%. It's like, that's right. Here we are. But
well, that's why what you guys are doing is so important, because this is what will make the fans, like, they'll have all of the stories so that it's, you know, so that they can connect with the players that they're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love any time we get to, you know, share a little bit of the microphone with players, with, you know, wonderful people in the space who have been trying to contribute to all of this fantastic storytelling. And I'm so excited for everyone to finally get a look at Angel City, the docuseries on HBO Max. We're going to close it there, Arlen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time with us on Attacking Third. Everyone, you can watch Angel City, the HBO docuseries, on May 16th on HBO Max and on HBO. Be sure to download, follow, and subscribe to Attacking Third as well so that you never miss out on an episode or whenever we do great interviews like this. So for Arlene, Lisa, and myself, this was Attacking Third.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.